With elections just around the corner, we've been featuring stories this week of some of the voices behind Utah's big ballot initiatives. Today, we turn to the most hotly debated ballot measure, Proposition 2, which would expand access to medical marijuana. KUER's Julia Ritchie talked with an addiction researcher who opposes expanded access to the drug.
Much of the opposition to Proposition 2 has come from a coalition of business leaders, doctors, conservative lawmakers, and representatives of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Their argument goes something like this.
The marijuana initiative appearing as Proposition 2 on the ballot this November does not strike the appropriate balance in ensuring safe and reasonable access for patients while also protecting youth and preventing other societal harms.
That was Michelle McComber of the Utah Medical Association, one of the groups opposing the measure. Though much attention has been paid to the social and moral objections to the drug's legalization, there's been less focus on what one researcher says are the health consequences.
Most patients feel that it's not harmful.
That's Dr. Adam Gordon, a professor of medicine and psychiatry at the University of Utah. He treats patients with addiction disorders at the Salt Lake City VA.
It's something that helps them. It makes them feel distracted. From the stress of day-to-day life. And certainly that is what marijuana does. Marijuana does cause a distancing from reality.
The problem, Gordon says, is that if a person begins using marijuana in a habitual manner, they can become addicted.
The research shows that about 10% of people who use marijuana over time will have an addiction to marijuana, and that can include a lot of consequences.
That could mean issues with employment, family life, and withdrawal symptoms. Gordon is not a member of the Utah Medical Association and says he's only speaking for himself and his research. He says states that have expanded use of marijuana have experienced an influx in patients seeking treatment for cannabis addiction. Complicating matters is that most research on applications of medical marijuana have been severely restricted because it's still illegal on the federal level.
There are practically no prospective randomized clinical controlled trials in a very scientific way that is comparing marijuana to something else.
Although supporters like Brian Stoll, who we heard from earlier, and some nascent research suggest the drug could be a safer alternative to opioids, Gordon worries that marijuana could be abused in the same way.
Will it be in the next epidemic?
Public opinion in support of the proposition remains strong, with the most recent Deseret News poll showing 64% in favor. Between public support and draft legislation in the works, Utahns will likely see some expansion of medical cannabis in the very near future. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.